This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The home run derby should not last as long as The Godfather.
Goodness gracious.
And that's how long it lasted. Because I literally looked. It lasted 2 hours and 55 minutes, which is the exact length of The Godfather. It was brutal.
I went to sleep.
How could you not?
I watched the first round. You know, I told you, Chan plays baseball. We're going to watch the home run derby tonight. His friend's over here. After the first round, I'm like, hey, fellas, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm about to go lay down.
They ruined, and I don't recall how long ago they changed it, but the format is so off because it used to be like 10 outs. And so you'd watch every pitch and every dong. And this one, they're just firing off pitches, so you can't even keep track of where the home runs are going. The split screen was terrible. And, you know, I did watch the entire thing. I had nothing else to do. Watched the entire thing.
I had something else to do.
Yeah. I had nothing to do. And I just, Jazz Chisholm, man.
He took 7 pitches before he started swinging.
Which was wild. You never see that.
And then he hits grounder straight to first. Jazz, yeah. Did you know what this competition was?
Yeah, it was the whole thing was odd. I'm rocking a brand new t-shirt today. Matt Mervis, if you know, you know. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to allow them to shadow ban him anymore. Yeah. I'm taking it to the streets. This is a guerrilla marketing campaign. Not going to allow Matt Mervis to be shadow banned. Everyone, get on board. Get one of these shirts. Just Google search Matt Mervis shirt. That's what I did. This is the only shirt, but it fits perfectly. I don't know. It's like and it says Miami on it. I don't know who made these, but Google Matt Mervis shirt or Matt Mervis t-shirt. And I'm taking it to the streets because he would have been great. You're telling me he wouldn't have been better than Jazz Chisholm in the home run derby last night.
I felt bad for you when we had, who was on yesterday? Kyle Seeloff.
Yeah.
And he had to break it to you that once you get sent down, there's hundreds of guys in front of you now.
Well, people get sent down and called up all the time. He got DFA'd, so it's a little bit different. He's going to have a tough road back to the Marlins. He'll be back in the majors, but it starts with this shirt, to be quite honest, because the shadow banning has to end.
We do the show virtual. You can move to Jacksonville if you want to, bro.
I'm going to have to, but I don't think he's going to be there that long. I don't know if you've seen what he's been doing for the jumbo shrimp. I don't think he's going to be there that long.
Going to go to another AAA team? Move tonight to Alabama. You'll enjoy Alabama.
Tonight's the All-Star game. You got Kyle Stowers as your lone Marlins representative. And Dolphins rookies reported to camp today. That's the official beginning. That is when you know football season is upon us. The rookies show up for camp. The vets will show up next week, and there's the Hall of Fame game. Aronde Gadsden's going to join us today. Aronde's son plays at the end of this month. Chargers have the Hall of Fame game on the last day of July. So, like, we are we're in the thick of it. It begins today with rookies showing up to camp.
Little OG, the situation makes me feel so old now.
Oh, my God. I see so many players where it's like you see Junior and then you're like, oh, my God, how are they on the sun already?
But, Huck, I'm talking about like a little OG when he was straight out of diapers running around. OG's coaching. He's on the sideline as a water boy. Now he's the damn starting tight end for the Chargers. It's crazy.
Is he the starting tight end? Are you breaking news here? Do we know
I'm
this?
I'm pretty sure he's going to start. They took him too high for him. Well, I don't know who's starting, but the –
A very, he has There's no contribute. Question he'll be playing. Yes.
He will contribute. He will get targets game one. He's going to get a bunch of – I hope you know what? I'm going to warn OG to warn little OG. They about to work the hell out of him at the end of this month in that first game.
Yeah.
Punt return, kickoff return. They're going to have little OG on every damn special teams.
Don't let his daddy give him any tips on punt returns because we know what OG did during his tryout for punt returns.
You can't call a fair catch before the ball snapped.
And when there's no defenders, it was literally him and a punter.
He called it fair catches, man. Honestly, it was one of the most exhausting games of my life was playing the Bears when Dan Marino got in the Hall of Fame game. I must have played 150 snaps. I was dead.
If he's not starting Week one, he will be by the end of the year. Will Disley and Tyler Conklin? I've seen a couple of has-beens in my day. Those are two has-beens. It'll be OG the second by the end of the year. Trust me.
This is the guy who called Julian Hill as the next Tony Gonzalez. Yeah, so be careful, everybody.
Yeah, he's a tight end savant, isn't he? He's just...
Predict another position. How about you move away from tight end?
No guard, because these tight ends ain't working out.
Jim Larinaga is going to join us today. So yesterday, just kind of as an aside in the 5 o'clock hour, I brought up this Bleacher Report list, top 100 NBA players of all time. And I said, well, as we started to discuss it, I said we should have Jim Larinaga on to discuss this. And because he's, you know, he's got a pretty good gauge. Again, all this stuff is subjective. Mm-hmm. But there are certainly items up for debate. There is, just so you know, I read the article from Bleacher Report. They take into account the totality of each player's NBA career, cumulative and average stats, awards, playoffs, championships, cultural impact, and overall greatness. So some of the parameters are stat-based.
Yes.
Other parameters truly are in the eye of the beholder. So, but that's what makes a list a list. That's what makes greatness great. So I just want to give you the parameters before, because I want to talk about it with Jim Larinaga. The top three, if you weren't listening yesterday, MJ 1, LeBron 2, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar 3. No. Kobe Bryant didn't appear on the list till 11.
Crazy.
And I read you Shaquille O'Neal's response to that, which was Kobe being 11 is criminal. Mm-hmm. He believes Kobe should be much higher. So we'll have to see, though. And I read you the list, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to see who was before Kobe. Wow. But we'll talk about it with Jim Larinaga. And I think Solana told us this morning that the list, based on the parameters I gave and the voting that happened, MJ was named the GOAT by only one vote, correct?
Yes, correct.
One vote. And let me tell you something.
I think it was one point ahead of LeBron James.
Right. 1 point. I would have launched my computer off the balcony and into the pool if I saw a list of the top 100 NBA players of all time and MJ was 2. I would have launched my computer into the pool. Would have quit the show.
Huh, that list. We didn't talk about this yesterday. Greatness and cultural impact, cultural impact in itself. On what culture? Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with equal rights? Like, he was dead in the middle of all that while playing at a high level. Some people don't give a damn about that stuff. Right. Jordan changed marketing in the history of sports.
Yes, I think it's taking that into account, though. I think that however you define, again, it's all subjective. However you define cultural impact.
Yeah.
You know, my definition, I go, there's no one on the planet who doesn't recognize Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty significant cultural impact.
The thing is, I agree with you. Michael Jordan can have that cultural impact. He changed fashion in sports. Yep. He changed the way that people like us like sneakers and wear sneakers and think about sneakers.
He created a billion-dollar industry.
He outsells current players sneaker-wise.
But right. That can be true. That can be true. And you can also say LeBron's impact, cultural impact in a different facet is also fascinating. I would argue LeBron changed the way we look at athletes. LeBron changed the way we consider an athlete and the longevity of their career, what it's supposed to look like at the end. No longer right. at 32, 33 is an athlete old, because LeBron just showed you can defy what we once thought was commonplace for an athlete. 32, 33, 34, 35, they're done, hang it up, go retire, go live the rest of your life. He's 41, still playing at the highest level. Like, I think those things matter.
Tom Brady did that. Is that technology or is that LeBron? And again, here's what I would say to you, because I think they both have had significant cultural impact. So has Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who began his career as Lew Alcindor. I mean, if you want to talk about a significant cultural impact, but I would take those and then I would look at the basketball parameters and say, okay, how now do I define who's going to be the best? And Michael's got 6 rings.
And that's the thing. Can you stat count? Because LeBron's stats are stupid.
And people pin LeBron's finals losses against him. And that's fair.
Oh, like, I mean, a brutal.
Oh, when the little bitty Spanish boy was choking him out in Dallas?
That's fair, right? Like, if you want to say, hey, Jordan went to 6 NBA finals. I was talking about it with Coach L before the show started. 6 NBA finals, never went to a game 7 in any of those 6 appearances. Yeah, that legacy is unmatched in the NBA. Can't be touched when you consider winning. But if that's your end-all be-all, then Bill Russell should be your GOAT because he's got 11 rings. So like that's why I don't like using 6 rings to decide my GOAT.
No, but it's part of it. I didn't say that was it. This is not a list of most championships, because John Sally would be on the list.
But you're saying, hey, Jordan over LeBron, 6 rings. And I don't like looking at it that way.
Some point, you've got to narrow it down. Some point, if everything is equal, you've got to start to figure out a way, how do I narrow this down?
But doesn't 10 NBA Finals appearances, I'm sorry, 11 now, doesn't that mean anything?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
11,
yeah, it means a lot.
11 finals appearances.
If I was voting between LeBron and, I don't know, who's the new guy we got? Delvecchio?
Yeah, Delvecchio.
Then it's going to go.
Then I would go, yeah. But, I mean, for Michael and LeBron, I mean, something's got to vault one over the other. I go, three-peats in his career? And that's dominance.
Yeah, but 8 NBA Finals appearances in a row with 2 different franchises, to me, that's dominant. 8 consecutive years, LeBron James took his team to the NBA Finals. Yeah, I mean, and I guess that's where we differ. Truthfully, like, I don't think LeBron James didn't win those finals because he wasn't good enough to win the NBA Finals. He has 4 rings. He was good enough. The teams he was playing were just better than his teams.
Well,
but that to me isn't an indictment. Well, no, but it's the truth.
That's so convenient. But let's give Charles Barkley 9 titles because he was really good. His teams just weren't good enough to beat Michael.
I think it's
between numbers next to each other where you have to start digging deep like that. Like the thing with Bill Russell, I've even had that argument. He has the most rings in NBA history. He had to be the best because he has the most rings. And everybody in the world knows Bill Russell wasn't better than Michael Jordan. So 7-1 doesn't have to be compared with finals appearances. You get down to Jordan, LeBron, you got to start really bringing in, like you said, subjective
stuff. That's when
it
gets granular, right? That's when you start looking at, okay, what are the absolute differences at the end? You're telling me 8 consecutive appearances trumps 6 rings in your mind?
I'm not telling you that it does, but I do think there's an argument to be made that 11, I got to double check this, but I believe it's 11 because he made one in 07, 8 straight with the Heat and the Cavs. That's 8. And then he got to the NBA Finals in 2020 as well, where they won it with the Lakers. So that's 10 appearances, 10 NBA Finals appearances compared to 6, I think is more impressive. That means you got to over the length of your career, you got to the NBA Finals 10 times out of 20 years. Half the time you were in the league, you got to the NBA Finals. And then when you look at the scope and the length that LeBron has done it compared to Jordan, again, not an indictment on Michael Jordan. He has nothing to prove.
No. But LeBron... It's all here. You can have your own opinion is what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying, so in your opinion, multiple finals appearances trumps actual rings.
It's not that it trumps it, but I think when
you keep telling us that's more important.
I'm telling you it's multiple things. It's that. I'm not saying that that's the one singular thing that puts LeBron over the top. Legacy-wise, Jordan has him. 6 NBA Finals appearances, never went to a Game 7, can't be touched, can't be matched. But LeBron went half his career, he spent it going to the NBA Finals. Jordan can't say that. And now to be playing at this level at 41, to take his team to the NBA championship, win three rings with three separate teams, when Michael Jordan at 38 years old, at 40 years old, was struggling with Washington, I think that has to be taken into account as well.
Well, he didn't really want to be playing anymore. First of all, he came back because he was part owner of the Wizards, and he decided that this would be a great way to boost the value of the franchise. He had retired. He didn't want to come back. Had he not stopped playing, I would submit to you that he could have had more fruitful years as an NBA player. He stopped because he wanted to stop playing, saw a business opportunity to pick it back up again for a season or two, and that's exactly what he did. But again, you're saying three championships with three different teams is more important or better than six championships with one team. And I don't agree with that. Like that, like I think the stability of being able to continue to do it over and over again, dynastically with one team, is more impressive than bouncing around.
And LeBron had way more support on his teams than Jordan ever had.
Well, that I would disagree.
I don't agree with that.
That I would disagree. Scottie Pippen's one of the top 50 NBA players of all time.
And Wade is too, and Bosh is 70.
And Dennis Rodman is in the top 100 list.
Dennis Rodman's
Tony Kukoc was – no, but that I just disagree. He
MJ had more talent around him than LeBron had.
Yes.
Yeah, I think y'all are crazy. AD, Kyrie.
Not with the Heat years.
Ray Allen?
Well, when you look at LeBron's teammates, you would say, oh my God, he's only won four rings. Like, think about it now. Luka, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving. We can go down the list. People like to throw Shaq in there. That's not fair. He was a shell of himself by the time he got to Cleveland. But I don't think that's a good argument. Like, I don't think that's a good argument, because Jordan had a great team. Like, Michael Jordan wasn't doing this by himself. He had a great team. The same way every superstar has a great team when they go win titles.
LeBron's Cleveland team that he won a title with, to me, was the worst of all the super teams. He had Kyrie
and Kevin Love.
Oh, by far, that's the most impressive championship. The Cleveland one's the most impressive in LeBron's career.
That's what I think, especially thinking of who the opponent was.
Yes, came back. What was that, Golden State? 3-1, that was that year? Oh, yeah. LeBron Cleveland was the most impressive. In his
down
whole
3-1.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do headlines so that we can talk about this with Coach Larrañaga, because he's one who has infinitely more NBA and basketball knowledge than any of us. Headlines, real quick, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The real crime on that list, it's not Kobe, it's not LeBron or Michael Jordan. It's the fact that Dwayne Wade isn't in the top 20. And it's
Barkley.
I'll tell you right now. Barkley is number 25.
25?
Yeah. Giannis is 24. Wade is 23.
Who's 22 so I can get mad?
22 is the mailman, but 21 is your boy, Moses Malone.
Moses Malone.
Man, a lot of these guys you just didn't see.
That's
so it's hard
thing.
For you to say. Yeah.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was playing baristas. Like, I just.
No.
I'm not Bill Russell. Bill Russell.
Okay, yeah, go back to Will Chamberlain.
Yeah. My bad. Not him. I said the wrong big guy. Bill Russell and Wilk were playing baristas. I've watched the video.
J.J. Redick got in big trouble for saying that, by the way, that those guys were playing mailmen and milk delivery men and stuff like that. He got in big trouble for that.
Have you watched those old Grady films?
I have. They couldn't take a step. I watched recently a YouTube video, The Evolution of the Travel in the NBA, and it's fascinating to see video footage of what used to be considered a travel, which was one step travel compared to now.
The fact that they just allow everyone to travel now and they just call it a Euro step and we're all supposed to buy it. And we know it's a travel. I don't understand what happened.
People want to see points.
I know what a travel is.
Them old game would be 52-47.
What? You're not lying, right? Because even on the list, 100 is Artis Gilmore. Now, when I was a kid growing up, my dad would take me to Bulls games, and I would watch Artis Gilmore. In my mind, that's what a big man was supposed to do. Get back down on offense 7 seconds after everyone else is there. Plant themselves in the paint. Ball comes in. Put it into the hoop. Get back on defense about 6 seconds after everybody else gets back on defense.
Oh, man. What's the big Asian dude's name?
Yao Ming.
Oh, boy. Yao Ming running down that court, Hulk?
The fact that he could make it up and down the court, though, at his size.
It took him 22 seconds. They had 2 seconds left offense by the time he got down there.
Man, if you saw these highlights of Artis Gilmore from when I was a kid, oh, my God, you'd laugh. And the notion of a big man like Artis Gilmore, who probably, hey, he was 7 feet at least, but the notion of a big man taking a three,
oh.
Like, I can't even picture Artis Gilmore taking an 8-foot jumper. Like, he literally had to be planted underneath the basket.
Well, it didn't exist. Literally, right. The 3-point arc didn't exist. So he'd probably tell you, a what? A three? A what?
Hey, Artis, we need some spacing. Man, give me the damn ball. What are y'all space? What? Give me the ball.
Gilmore. Love was my favorite Bull back in the day.
Speaking of basketball, the Heat did finally get their first summer league victory yesterday. They beat the Celtics by 4. And don't look now, but the big three of Kalel Ware, Pella Larsen, and Keyshawn Johnson doing things.
All right. Don't ever refer to them as a big three. What else do you have? Because I want to get to Jim Larinaga.
All-Star game is tonight, and you mentioned it, but yesterday, the home run derby, Kyle Rowley became the first catcher ever to win the derby.
That Kyle Rowley swings that bat so hard.
I bet him to make the finals, so I won that bet, but I also had O'Neal Cruz to win it, lost that bet. And I had O'Neal Cruz over 21.5 home runs in the first round. He had 21 home runs in bonus time with only one out and grounded 3 balls in a row when I needed one more ding dong to cash that ticket.
That's a big human there.
All right, your weather. It's still rainy in South Florida. There's 75% chance of rain right now in the Miami area, so drive safely. Today, the highs will hang around the upper 80s. That's your weather.
All right, Coach Jim Larinaga will join us for a special appearance, special summertime appearance in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, very excited to hear what Jim Larrañaga has to say about this. Coach Larrañaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
Oh, I lost
you. Head coach at UM. Many great seasons of basketball, and now he's a friend of the program. And so we wanted to bring him in for our discussion on Bleacher Report's top 100 all-time greatest NBA players ever. And, Coach, I'll just read to you. I had said this to Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show, but what Bleacher Report writes towards the beginning of the list, we asked our legion of Bleacher Report NBA experts, writers, and editors to take a list of the best 500 and current and former NBA stars and whittle it down to their top 100. It's an impossible task, they write, especially when confronted with the reality of comparing players from different eras. Stats help, but calculators won't figure all this out. But here it is. There are top 100 NBA players ever, and they take into account, while making the list, the totality of each player's NBA career, cumulative and average stats, awards, playoffs, championships, cultural impact, and overall greatness. So we're going to get into this. Hello, Coach, by the way. Thank you for joining us on a special, what's today, Tuesday? Normally it was Thursday during basketball season, but we had to call you into duty today, Coach.
Well, I'm happy to talk to you guys about the NBA greats because I played against a lot of them. And I had a feeling.
So here's the top three. We'll get into it more granularly here, but the top three are MJ, LeBron, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So do you have any issues with the top three and the seedings?
No, they're all the greatest of all time at their positions. I mean, Michael Jordan, to me, is the GOAT because of not only what he accomplished, but he did it at both ends of the court. I mean, he was a 9-time defensive, all-defensive player, right? Now, LeBron, as great as he was 6 times all-defense. So In certain categories, guys move ahead of one another. But, you know, Kareem is the greatest scorer until LeBron passed him. So it's very, very hard for me to choose one of those. But in my mind, Michael Jordan's one, LeBron is two, Kareem is three. So I'm happy with the way they picked them.
And, Coach, when you take it, like you said something about category. I think everybody has their own thought that they put guys over other guys. Like Jordan's marketing and the way he changed basketball off the court as well goes in my mind. Is it all stats to you? Because a lot of people are ring counters and they say Jordan has 6, LeBron has 4. Jordan wins.
Okay. So if I'm voting for the best player of all time, I start with, well, who's the best winner of all time? Because you basically, when I vote for the ACC player of the year, invariably, I vote for the guy that led his team to the championship because eventually it's all about winning. So then Bill Russell's the greatest of all time.
That's right.
he's the greatest winner, 11 championships.
Yep.
So there's different categories. But in Jordan's case, yes, he's a cultural phenomena, and he changed uniforms from the baggies. Now we have the short shorts again. I mean, yeah, but those guys were all phenoms.
Bring and back those.
Kareem. I had 17 against Kareem in Madison Square Garden in 1979. Oh. So just sort of, he didn't block any of my shots. He didn't force any turnovers. But he led UCLA to the win, so I gave him MVP of the game.
You had 17 against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
17. You act surprised. You didn't know I could score?
Well, I'm surprised on the downside. I can't believe you only had 17 against him.
My teammate had 36. I was giving the ball up a lot that night.
How were you scoring? Like, were you hitting jump shots on him?
Yeah, well, I was the point guard. I ran the show. I had the ball in my hands the whole time. I decided who shot and who didn't. A lot of times I decided, yeah, I think I'll shoot.
So, well, you were a tall point guard for that era.
My role model was Jerry West. Where does he rank? He's the logo. You talk about an icon. There's a guy who's been the logo since he retired in 1972 or 3. So, you know, those guys were special.
What's your favorite era? Oscar
Robertson one time.
How'd you do against him?
He acted like I wasn't there. He just went exactly where he wanted to go. I think he said to me, "Hey, Jimmy, I'm going to take you to the baseline and shoot it right in your face." And then he went to the baseline and shot it in my face and made the shot. And I said, "Nice shot, Oscar."
Was Oscar Robertson a trash talker?
He didn't say a word the whole time. He was at the end of his career. It was 1971. Like an assassin. And he was unstoppable. The difference between, you know, like, I don't know how he and Jerry West would have played in this era because of the three-point shot. You got to look at the game so differently. The three-point shot, you guys were making fun of Artis Gilmore. He was my generation. Yeah. And he made it to the Final Four. And Hawk, you said it very, very well. He couldn't shoot from 2 feet out. He had to dunk the ball. It had to just go in the basket from the paint. But he was 7'2", 270 pounds. He was the biggest human being out there at the time. So, but who else? We got to talk about other players because there's so many great ones in the history of the game.
Well, what's your favorite era, Coach? You mentioned you play against all these guys. Do you think that is the best era of basketball ever?
Yeah, my favorite era was the 70s because that's when I fell in love with the game. No, I shouldn't say that. I fell in love with the game in the 60s. But then when the 80s came along with Larry Bird, they're all great. Come on. Like, how do you choose greatness?
Yeah, okay, here's where Crowder had an issue yesterday. So yeah. And Shaq had this same issue. Kobe is number 11. Here are the players ahead of Kobe. MJ, LeBron, Kareem, all right? Then Magic Johnson, Bill Russell, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, and Steph Curry. That's your top 10. Then Kobe is number 11. And Shaq said that's criminal, and Crowder agrees. Crowder thinks Kobe should be much higher on that list.
Well, I put Kobe ahead of Steph. I think Steph still is behind Kobe. And I put Kobe ahead of Shaq. I think Shaq, as dominant a player as he was, I don't think they win those championships in L.A. Without Kobe leading the way.
And Coach, I don't want to age shame, but this Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain, yeah, they were playing against McDonald's workers, Coach. Like, I've watched the grainy film, reel to reel. Like, they're not playing Shaqs and Kobe's and LeBron. They're not playing guys built like that.
Yeah, first of all, you're comparing them to guards, which – but if you had to play against Willis Reed and Walt Bellamy and Nate Thurman every night, because you got to remember, back then there were only 8 teams in the NBA. So you're not talking about – him having to go against some scrub. You're talking about him going against one of the 8 best centers in the country, and there's only 8 teams. So, you know, here's the best players. You got Bill Russell with the Boston Celtics. You got Willis Reed with the New York Knicks. You got Nate Thurman with the San Francisco San Francisco. You got Wilt Chamberlain with the Philadelphia Warriors back then. You have big guys. Walt Bellamy was with the Pistons, and then they didn't just beat up on these schmucks. These guys were very talented big guys. They weren't like today's players. They weren't like Dirk Nowitzki, who could shoot the three, or Giannis, who could play the point. Or no, but of that generation, you didn't have off nights. Those only eight teams. Think about it, Crowder. You only faced the same eight guys every other night. And they weren't flying around in private jets. They were taking buses and commercial airlines and flying coach at 7 foot and being squeezed into their coach seat. Come on. That's not exactly like an easy night to recover from. So, you know, you got to give those guys credit they do.
I've told that story on the air before. When I was a kid, we were traveling. We used to go to not Sedona, like Tucson, Arizona, and Phoenix for vacations. And we were on an airplane, coach, you know, flying coach. And on our airplane was the Kansas City Kings. And I remember sitting just across the aisle from Otis Birdsong. Birdsong? I got a Polaroid picture with Otis Birdsong and Tom Burleson, but yeah, they were at the baggage claim like everyone else, getting their bags like everyone else. No, nobody was collecting their bags for them.
Yeah,
I think they stayed at the hotel we were at.
Their Lamborghinis and their Maserati sitting outside waiting for them up.
None of that.
I don't think they even had cold tubs back then. I mean, these guys are treated like royalty, which they are. I mean, the owners are paying these guys, what, $50 million a year? Yeah. So you got to take care of them. You fly in private planes and lots of leg room and stretching out. And then you still have guys complaining they're playing too much. I'm like, no, you got to be kidding. John Stockton, who, again, one of the greatest point guards of all time, he played, I think, 16 of his 19 years. He played all 82 games in the regular season. He didn't take games off. There was no such thing as load management back then.
I think Otis Birdsong wanted to cut in front of my dad at the Hertz counter, and Lyle Hockman wasn't having it. I mean, it was a whole different era, Coach. Do you think there is, though? Do you think there's a chance? Because, again, I'm MJ number one for all time. I think Crowder is as well.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance still that LeBron could become the greatest NBA player of all time?
I think Solana has made some great points about what he has accomplished. So I think when you're voting, you're entitled to your own opinion. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to get him in trouble. I hope I don't get him in trouble because he said it right out loud. I invited Doc Rivers to our team meal the night before we played a game. I can't remember who we were playing. So we played on a Wednesday night, and Doc Rivers was in town. Tuesday night, he comes and has dinner. He gets up from dinner and says goodnight to the guys. And one of them says, "Hey, Doc, I have one question for you." And he says, Doc Rivers responded, "Michael Jordan." He didn't even wait for the question. He knew they were going to ask him who's the best of all time. And if Doc Rivers says it, I got to believe it. I don't think that's changing, maybe for a very, very long time.
Is it possible, though, Doc Rivers, a little salty, that he literally could never get past LeBron James?
I watched Doc Rivers play. Of course, I watched all these guys play, saw them play in person and everything. Doc Rivers was a tremendous competitor. He was a great defender, and he couldn't stop either one of those guys. Those guys, again, are really special. They are the greatest. Whether you go, you know, Michael Jordan or LeBron, or LeBron, Michael Jordan, I'm a big fan of both. I've got to know both of them a little bit. Michael, I worked for his fantasy camp, and he was phenomenal with all the campers. Guys were 35 and over. And LeBron, I was here to watch the big three win championships. And I was with LeBron. He brought the Cleveland Cavaliers back to our practice facility. He called and said, hey, can we use your practice facility for a week to prepare for camp? And we said, of course. He came, and that was the year they won the championship. And that may be the greatest comeback of all time. They were down 3-1.
And, Coach, down by one, prime LeBron, prime Jordan, down by one, 15 seconds left. You're coaching that team. Who's getting the ball?
MJ, you want to take the last shot?
It's a question. It's not a decision.
Yeah. You call MJ over and say, hey, what do you want to run? And he says, four on the baseline. Just give me the ball at the top of the key. And we've won this game already.
And so what's your greatest highlight? Is your greatest, I'm talking on-court highlight, putting up 17 against Kareem?
No, I think my greatest is when I scored 47 against Dr. J.
You scored 47 against Dr. J. Dr. J, by the way, is number 20 on this list, 20th greatest NBA player of all time. You put up how many?
47.
How many did he put up?
He had 36. But, wow. Okay, that difference is it wasn't in college. That was in a pro-am tournament, and my team and his team made it to the championship. I played with a bunch of local guys from the bar in my neighborhood. He played with a bunch of NBA guys. We played pretty well, but my friends just kept giving me the ball, giving me the ball, giving me the ball. And they had a little guy named Georgie Bruns guarding me. And I knew George, again, from the neighborhood, but he was playing with Dr. J and JoJo White. You guys remember JoJo White?
I remember JoJo White from the Celtics.
He played in Kansas, first round pick of the Celtics. So it was Georgie Bruns, JoJo White, and Dr. J. I had 47 that night. All my teammates had to do was get me the ball and give me a lot of screens. And I just jacked every shot I ever dreamed about getting.
Could you dunk at 6'5"?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
What?
I was fast, I was athletic, and I was skilled. I wasn't strong, though. I only weighed 180 pounds. At 6'5".
Is Coach L the only guy on this show who can dunk? Can you dunk, Crowder?
Yeah.
At 42? No chance.
No. Back in the you can't even walk barely. Back in the day, could you dunk?
Yeah, I started dunking at like 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Solan, I'm sure, is about to tell us how he's close to being able to dunk. And
have you ever touched the net, Solana?
Coach, I can do a layup where my hand touches the bottom of the rim. I don't know if that's actually harder than dunking. I don't know if you've ever done that.
All right. We'll give you $1,000 if we can see that proof of that. Jim Larrañaga, thank you for joining us. We miss talking to you. It's not basketball season, but we'll start it up again.
Mark, I love when you
I gotta call you into duty next week because you're gonna see Superman this week.
I'm gonna try, yeah.
Okay. All right, because we like talking movies with you, and we're out of time here. I've seen Superman. There's a lot of talk about it with Mike Francesa. He had his review of it on the air yesterday. Kirk Herbstreit agrees vehemently with him. Lee Sterling was on with us, told me it was a top five worst movie he's ever seen. I thought it was one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen. So we got to talk to you. You see, that'll be your assignment. You see Superman, then we'll have you back on next week.
Hey, just text me. I love being on as your guest.
All right, fair enough. There you go, Jim
Larrañaga. Drop 47.
Dr. J.
Crazy, man.
I think it's more impressive, though, 17 against Kareem? 17?
Kareem didn't play defense, right, Coach? Tell him. He didn't play defense. Just running up the floor to go dunk.
Well, Kareem guarded our big man, and our big man had like 2 points. My teammate had 36. His name is Vic Colucci. He lived in Florida for a while, but he's back in Rhode Island in Providence. But he was a great shooter, and he was red hot, so I just kept getting him the ball.
Yeah, I know how to play point. Yeah. Jim Larrañaga, Coach Larrañaga. Thank you, Coach.
See you guys. Thank you.
There you go, Coach Larrañaga. That was delightful. I think we got to put Coach L on that list. I think Bleacher Report whiffed on having Coach L there.
Man, Coach L tells us a gym every single time he's on.
Yeah, love talking to him. All right, that was fun.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.